During a bright sunny day, you will notice that there is a lot of daylight coming in through the windows and the skylight in the modern wing of the library.
Look at the glass wall in the front. If you look closely, you may see arch-shaped louvers. These mechanical shades reflect natural light into the building. Kevin Bergeron of William Ron Associates, the library project architect, elaborates on how the natural light transitions through the space.
We integrated the ceiling in the library space. It's white and meant to be as reflective as possible to kind of bring that light, bounce it up onto off the ceiling, and then back deep into the space of the library. We're creating a library space that's just filled with not only views of the park, but that's just the sense of natural light everywhere.
When artificial light is needed, the most efficient light bulbs are used.
When you walk into the original library, you may notice a change in the atmosphere.
Many historic buildings use ordinary incandescent light bulbs, which are not the most eco-friendly option. However, the Cambridge Public Library does not. Instead, it uses a combination of compact fluorescent and halogen incandescent lighting. Compact fluorescent emits the same light as classic incandescent, but uses about 80% less electricity.
When you're comparing halogen that has kind of a relatively low wattage to compact fluorescent, for instance, they're very close in wattage. They really are probably the best alternative in the incandescent family that we have.
That was Carrie Hawley, the associate principal of the Boston branch of HLB Lighting, the company that was hired to design the lighting of the library. Carrie also explains how the lighting in each space complements its purpose.
I think one of the benefits of this library being historic and traditional, as well as modern, is that you can go and sit in the kind of bright, airy, daylit space that is very glassy and has light colors, or you can go congregate in more of a traditional, subdued wood interior that has rich colors and has more of that classic library feeling.
The lighting system in the Cambridge Public Library shows that it's possible to integrate the old and the new while maintaining environmental friendliness.